Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 262, Scheduling Time for Creativity Attracts More Creativity Inspiration, Not Constrains It. And this came off the back of hearing, be disciplined with your creative process so you can surrender during creation. And that came from Hermes, not the brand, but the individual who runs an account called Sounding Creativity. Be disciplined with your creative process so you can surrender during creation. And I've talked a little bit about this throughout the podcast, you know, scheduling time for creativity, because a lot of times people want to wait for inspiration to strike, not realizing that inspiration is all around them and can happen almost on demand if you want. But that's a relationship you have to have with your creativity, with yourself, with your interests, if you will, right? And so I used to feel, before I understood this, oh, well, I'm not feeling very inspirational today. And then what happens is that becomes our go-to excuse in that moment. Now, this is not to excuse moments where you need rest and rejuvenation and recovery. That's not what this is about. This is about if you find yourself often saying, well, I'm not feeling very inspired right now, you can actually get yourself inspired simply from quite a few things that we're going to talk about here on this episode. And it almost sounds like a very counterintuitive notion, because people say, well, you know, I have to allow it to come to me. I have to allow it. Like, I have to be in the mood. You can set the mood. You can set the intention. You can move into that state of being. And in doing so, like a muscle, you will find that inspiration not only comes to you faster, it'll start coming to you all the time. And I always like to say that, you know, in these constraints, saying, oh, okay, I'm going to sit down every single day at this time, or at least Monday through Friday at this time, it's scheduled on my calendar for creative time. Therefore, that's when these things are going to happen. That's where I'm going to set the intention of a whole bunch of other different activities. And I'm going to talk to you a couple of things here. One, which is ways to harness it, and then creativity lists, and then, you know, a little bit about why there's an abundance within the constraints, okay? So that's what I really want to talk about. But yeah, I love that quote when I said, be disciplined with your creative process so you can surrender during creation. Why? Because if you show up, you will receive. If you show up, you will hear. If you show up, you know, to creativity and activities within creativity, you'd be surprised, and your interests and topics and things that light you up, even if you don't know what it is you're going to research or create in that moment, it doesn't matter, because that's where the surrender can happen. That's where it's like, hey, listen, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to show up. That's how I also really interpret it. Be disciplined with your creative process, meaning I put forth processes and systems into, and disciplines and routines and habits into my creativity. So of course I know the outcome. And in doing so, I can then show up and allow for in that moment what is going to come through. And why I say that sometimes that can be maybe counterintuitive to a lot of folks is because that requires a letting go. It means you don't know what you might touch upon, but you're willing to show up to find out what you will. And, you know, certain things might be uncertain, or you aren't really sure of direction and you don't fully have clarity, but showing up will give you direction and clarity. I talk about this so often with all of you and just in general, because it's such a passionate topic for me. When we're waiting, we can overanalyze. But when we put this discipline of like, you know what, this is the time I'm going to spend in creativity, you know, every Monday through Friday, 5:30 or 6 o'clock till about 7:30, 8 o'clock. And these are the types of activities that I can do, etc. And this is how I will draw it within inspiration. And it becomes a very organic, self-loving process that allows for you to be really involved with your life, like really involved with your life, because you're now touching on interests and subject matters. And again, this isn't, I have to say this so often, because the creativity would be like, well, maybe you're interested in the stock market or crypto or other finances, right? Or maybe you're interested in engineering or design architecture, or maybe you're interested in, you know, again, like gardening and farming or something like that. Like, these things are your way of processing things creatively and bringing your interests and ideas to the forefront. And then you're learning within each of these areas, these disciplines, right? And allowing all your interests to be nourished. I mean, yeah, who doesn't want that, in my opinion, right? And I love that the same author, he said, creative pursuits develop your intuition, empathy, and soul. It's so true. It's so true. What I love about creative pursuits, and then we're going to jump into ways to harness creativity during scheduled time, but what I love about creative pursuits, developing your intuition, empathy, and soul, I feel like it brings you a lot of balance. And what I mean by that is that, you know, by actively participating in your creative pursuits, it's allowing these internal processes, if you will. On one hand, it's like, oh, okay, let me allow my soul to deliver some information about what I should be doing next. Now you're trusting yourself. What does that mean? Well, if I'm trusting what I'm hearing come through and I'm experimenting with it, that means I'm heightening my awareness to how maybe the outside world might be operating, and I might develop my critical thinking even further. Does this really sound like what's being said? Is this really what's going on? Am I feeling something else that actually isn't what's really being said or presented to me, right? So there's a lot of things that this your creative pursuits help you develop. But at the same time, all right, so yes, the intuition, the critical thinking and self-awareness and self-observation go up, but so too does the empathy, because you realize, well, simply put, I guess, oh, here's what I'm realizing is different than what I previously thought of. But if somebody is not doing it in the manner of which I'm understanding this or learning, I could see how they may not understand yet a reality of a situation or what's really happening. And so it allows this kind of relationship with grace. I found, like, listen, I see a lot of stuff online, and I see a lot of stuff that's going on out there in the physical world. I am aware of all of it, you know, and that which I don't know yet, I will continue to learn. But you see it. You can see it all. In my opinion, you can see it all. But I have developed a lot more empathy and grace, because just because if somebody doesn't, or they're experiencing something else, or they have a different opinion, doesn't mean they deserve any judgment on my part. That's not my role. Now, I have empathy because I wish well for them, and especially when I see people who are maybe really struggling in certain areas that I don't think that they need to struggle in, or that they're following a construct, a social narrative or something like that. And I'm like, well, you know, I think there's a few extra layers there that, you know, because there's always extra layers. Like, it's not exactly like how it's being presented. But I have empathy because it's a current place where they're at. But at the same time of having empathy, I also have discernment. It's not a topic I will go dance with them in. It's not something that I choose to give my energy and time to. So that's why I think creative pursuits have really helped develop my intuition, empathy, and soul. In fairness, I think it's been a lot of years of spiritual development and character development and self-awareness and other things too. But I have found that I can see the contrast in my relationship with myself and my understanding. And I think that that's where that helps in all of the decisions that you make. Now, ways to harness creativity during scheduled time. And I bring this up because, okay, it's one thing to say you should go schedule a couple hours of creative time each day or several times a week. And then people go, well, then what? And so let me give you just some general ideas of what I do. Plus, I'm also going to use an example of Instagram and how I use it probably different than a lot of consumers of the app do. And the reason I say that is because I use it more as a producer. And if I'm going to consume content on social media, I want to consume content that actually invigorates and inspires me for the work that I'm doing. Not to say that, you know, you can't ever go veer off path or get into a little comparison, but I immediately shut that down. But the idea is that I use it more as a curation tool than a consumption tool, if you will. So before we get into that, though, something that I want you to do right now is I want you to write down 4 to 5 topics of unique interest to you that you can spend time learning, ideating, understanding, teaching, or creating from. Right, 4 to 5 topics of unique interest to you that you can spend time learning, ideating, understanding, teaching, or creating from. You can do way more than the 4 or 5 topics, by the way. Now, keep in mind, this does not mean you have to earn money from it. This does not mean that you have to make a job out of it. This does not mean that you have to make an entire life around it, whatever it might be. This is just a good starting point. It's something that I actually use ongoing. But it also, my taste also develops too over time. Like I started adding in, you know, extra things that I never thought I would add in over time, because as we grow in our craft, we grow in a lot of our interests, or as we grow in our life, we grow in a lot of interests, right? But I want you to list off 4 to 5 topics of unique interest to you, and they could be anything, absolutely anything. Okay. And what that means is during your creative hours, I want you to basically either research on some of these topics, write on some of these topics, review other people talking about some of these topics, find resources on these topics, you know, maybe even creating a little bit, whatever it might be, in and around the essence or energy of these topics. Because now you are welcoming ideation more into your life through this. Second thing I want you to do is, and I want you to list off 3 to 5 newsletters that you can go find. There's a lot of people doing newsletters. It's an emerging class. You know, I have mine, the mattgottesman.substack.com. I have been in and out of it a little bit this year because of trying to, I'm actually redoing its format and structure weekly and monthly. So that's coming up. So please feel free to go subscribe there. The link is in the show notes. However, newsletters are not like what newsletters used to be way back when. They become basically a community-esque vibe where you can get the type of information that might be applicable to some area of your life. And a lot of people are doing this really, really, really well. You know, I have about 7,500, 8,000 on my newsletter, but there's some that have like 100, 200,000. I appreciate all of you subscribing to mine, though. But you know, there's tons of resources out there, but newsletters allow a writer or a creative or just a person writing there and bringing forth topics that really interest them to an audience also interested in those same things. Hence, if you know the type of topics that we just discussed a second ago, you can easily go type in Google, creator economy newsletters or building, you know, or farming and, organic produce newsletter, whatever it might be, right? You can go Google those and you'll find some. Now, the third thing I want you to do is I want you to go for 2 types of books as well that you could read maybe 10 pages. I recommend at least 5 to 10 pages during your 2-hour block. Go for books that are both complementary to your interests and those adjacent but expansive of your perspectives. So maybe go find, 2 types of books, maybe list them off, books that are both complementary to your interests and those adjacent. So what I mean by that is, for example, I'll read a lot of books on creativity and, like personal development but design. But then adjacent to that, I might actually also include business and finance and because these things also protect and expand and grow the creative interests, right? Or let's say I'm really interested in holistic nutrition, right? And so I may be reading books that are on holistic nutrition, but really that's complementary or that's adjacent to my interests as well, or like what my life's work is or whatever it might be. Because if I have a healthier mind and body, I have healthier creative pursuits, right? So that's what I mean about complementary to your interests and adjacent. Some are directly related to what you're doing and want to be doing, life or work or hobby, and others are helping expand in those other areas, right? And then the fourth thing I want you to do is, by the way, it's interesting. On some of this, I actually, is the beginning sections of my Reg Design Build Masterclass. There's links in the show notes for this. I have templates for some of this stuff because you want to document and then also easily access all these avenues. But in the first part of the Reg Design Build Masterclass or workshop, whatever you want to call it, really, I'm talking about how do you actually really understand your creativity, harness it, organize it, template it, create from it, and even, you know, bring cohesion to maybe your inner thoughts into like a voice, whether it's writing or video, etc., right? Because then the second part is like, okay, how do people find out about you now that you're creating content? And then systemize it. So there's a section in there that when I talk about find creators online talking about your interests or at least inspire your perspective to create. So you can easily make a list of some different creators, and they can be on YouTube, they can be on, you know, LinkedIn, they can be on Instagram. I usually find mine on Instagram, sometimes on Pinterest, and sometimes on YouTube. And you want to be able to access their what they're finding, because they're more creative, so they're actually giving you like, hey, here's what I'm trying on this, here's what I'm doing on that, here's what might be really helpful for me, here, you should try this out, this is what the result was, right? And what's cool about that is they can help develop your interest. So like, let's say you're really into farming or gardening or something like that. Well, there's actually quite a few accounts now online where people have been building their yard in the back or their garden in the backyard and showing like all the processes, like where they got the materials, how they did it on a budget. They started to show, you know, certain types of plants versus vegetables versus fruits versus irrigation, like, and they're learning in real time and sharing it. Well, you can see how that'd be very inspirational. You're almost extracting their creative energy in a healthy way and being inspired and also getting applicable information for you to do the same thing for your stuff. And see, now you're in creativity meets productivity and producing versus just consuming what people are doing, saying how awesome their lives are online. I don't follow any of that. I curate very much so my social feed. Here's where we're gonna start getting into Instagram, because I wanna end this here on a few Instagram tips. So I call them creativity lists, and there's several ways to do this. First, from a curation standpoint, inside of Instagram, what I want you to do is first I want you to go to the search at the Discover tab. Real quick, start from scratch. You can actually see what you've searched before. You can click see all, then erase it. Period. Start from scratch. It allows your algorithm to refresh. All right. Now start typing in some of your interests and find either accounts or content related to those things. Now start liking some of those posts. It's okay, you don't know who they are, but if they really resonate with you, start liking it. Okay. I do this for art, architecture, brands, like some certain types of like streetwear and fashion, God, you know, and spirituality, and food and holistic and nutrition, all these things. And this is, you know, and you don't, some say be careful going wide. I say you should really go after your interests. And then what happens is, and I keep it closer to usually the writing and the creativity. What happens is you start liking some of these posts is that that's now what the Discover feed will start giving you more and more and more of. Why is this healthy? Because now instead of seeing all of maybe the people that you've been inadvertently kind of comparing yourself to or getting caught in the crossfire of energy of all that stuff, you're now getting your feed showing you things that are more related to like what you want to draw inspiration from, right? And that actually really helps. I do this, and it's a game changer. That's why like a lot of times I don't know what's going on with certain people or certain types of communities outside of the ones that interest me. I'm like, I had no idea that was happening. Now, not talking about like the physical world of stuff, you know, I'm aware of some of that stuff as well too, but I'm saying in general, the stuff that might distract you, you know, in terms of other camps doing other things that just aren't really related to your interests, right? So that's one way, that's one cool little creativity hack. Another one is I keep boards, like you can call them mood boards, you can call them whatever. I keep them boards, keep these boards inside of Instagram and Pinterest. More so Instagram, but Pinterest was like many, many years ago. And now I actually started adding more stuff to it because of the apparel line. But inside of Instagram, you can save a post. You can create a list for it. You just hit save, and then it'll actually give you that option at the very top. And then the moment you do that, you can actually title it. So I do this for artists I want to create with using the apparel. I do this for reels ideas. I do this for recipes. I do this for workout, not routines, but like different types of exercises. I do this for home inspiration and real estate. I do this for business or finance. Like, oh, like that's interesting. I got to look into that. Let me ask my advisor, my mentor about, you know, is this like how you can handle that for your business or your taxation or whatever it might be, right? So I'm always creating these boards inside of Instagram. And the more I'm adding to it daily, the more ideas are constantly flowing. So this is how I'm using social media every day. So it's very different than like just going on just to like see what the world is doing. Except, well, I shouldn't say like that, because obviously I'm looking at the creators and what they're doing, but they're very inspirational, or the type of content I'm looking at is very inspirational, versus just kind of looking at like, hey, here's like a day in my awesome life, you know? And then the final thing I wanted to tell you that's a game changer, maybe you didn't know about this. For any of you that are using Instagram for your business or your creativity, or, and even if you're not, maybe you're just using Instagram casually, but you want it a little bit more defined, something that's really, really great is go into your settings and activity, scroll down to content preferences. Inside of content preferences, choose hidden words and phrases. Now, why this is cool is because you will, these are words and phrases that you're associating yourself with that are of interest to you. This is also what your content, if you are making content, maybe you're just a casual user, but if not, if you're a content creator or you're using it for your business or you're using it for your mission or your brand or whatever, this will help others find you more around these words. This is also what will be, from what I understand, will also be recommended to you as just the same. So for example, words or phrases for me: content creator, creative, entrepreneurship, motivational speaking, podcaster, self-care, self-development, spiritual, wellness, writer, and writing. Those are just to name a few. You can put several in there, but it's hidden words and phrases inside of content preferences found under your settings and activity. This will start to also change the dynamic of what you are found for and what finds you. Game changer. I've really loved using it. And that's how I've also found so many different creatives throughout the last like 6 to 8 months. And it's interesting because I started finding, I was talking with this guy the other day. He's got a, he's an artist. He's into like the gym and health, and like what, you know, nutritional stuff he's eating, but he shows like him painting, and he shows how he's building his apparel line and his like whole creative studio. And he used the audio from one of my reels that went viral. And I reached out, I was like, oh, you know, I love that you use that audio. I love what you're doing with your brand. You know, I just wanted to let you know, I started following you. Great, great to connect. And he followed me back. He's like, oh, I love what you're doing. You know, what inspires you? What do you need help with? And we just started just sharing information with each other. That's what the internet really can do for you when you're playing in that side of the internet and not a lot of the other chaos, which, you know, I'm still aware. I'm aware of what's going on. You got to always keep your ear to the ground, but you don't want to stay in anything too long that depletes you of your good energy, right? I love and appreciate you guys. Hope you found these tips helpful. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple and a 5-star rating on Spotify, especially if you found this helpful. It really helps expand the awareness of the show. Guys, like I'm making some push for that. I really do appreciate you guys leaving your written reviews on Apple. Also, show notes, recommended reading list, the Right Design Build Masterclass is in there. And of course, if you do sign up for it, you can ask me any questions along the way. You can reach out to me at any time. Free workshops in there. Please check out the apparel. For those of you that already have been shopping the apparel, please send me the photos. I want to eventually share them in a reel I'm making. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.